a minor, the student should understand that time and space are interchangeable.
The rock concert, pun intended, is a combination of music and theater, which examines the significance of a piece of zirconium silicate found in Australia. At nearly 4.5 billion years old, it's the single most ancient thing on Earth. It's also important because it contains information that suggests the Earth's surface may have cooled much earlier than scientists once thought. Skulin says he decided the discovery would be the perfect subject for a work of art.
The music stands on its own. The art stands on its own. It's not scientific outreach. I mean, because the zircon, you know, it's an object of scientific study, but what makes it significant is a human experience of it. It's a human reaction to the immense age of this thing.
So Skulin got a hold of his friend, Roy Nathanson. He's a musician and composer in New York.
I read a bunch of different books and actually studied eighth grade geology so that I could really understand it. But fundamentally, there's nothing to understand. Fundamentally, art can only discuss a sound. The sound of a note can discuss better what time means.
Nathanson achieved his goal in part by incorporating rocks into the music. The zircon is much too small, about the size of a grain of sand, and much too fragile to be played. So he transferred the sound of a rock being struck into a computer. It comes out on the other end as a full range of notes played on a keyboard. Actual rocks are also used as percussion instruments, just like this. The zircon itself is on loan to the University of Wisconsin. It will be on display at the Geology Museum from 10 until 3 on April 9th. The rock concert is that night at 8 at the Great Hall in the Memorial Union. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.